So, would you let someone come into your house and photograph your refrigerator? Weird, right? But also pretty engaging. The journal Gastronomica had a two-page spread of 12 photos of refrigerators. Their doors open to reveal all. And the only information about them at the bottom of each photo was who the refrigerator belonged to and what they did for a living. I mean, talk about feeling like you're peeping at something that you shouldn't. Some of them made me squirm, some made me laugh, some begged to have stories made up about them. Photographer Mark Menjivar took those shots, and these are 12 of the thousand-some fridge photos he's exhibited at museums and universities all over the country. Mark, good to have you with us.
Hi, Lynn. It's great to be with you.
So, Mark, you're a photographer. There are so many things in the world you could be shooting. Why refrigerators?
Well, a few years ago, I was working on a documentary with another artist and got really interested in food issues. And being a photographer, I tried photographing all different kinds of things, you know, dining room tables, countertops in the kitchen. And one evening, I walked into the kitchen, opened up the refrigerator door, and was just struck by it, photographed it. And when I got the film back, it was like looking at something that I had never looked at before. I saw a refrigerator in a whole new way.
Well, there are 12 shots here of open refrigerators.
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty intimate stuff. It's weird to say that about a refrigerator, but how did you get people to let you do this?
Well, a lot of people ask that question. And, you know, over the course of the project, I invited about 80 people to be a part of it. And out of that, only 3 people said no. And so I think a big part was just sharing with people why I was doing the project, my passion for food issues, and really my curiosity, and then inviting them to be a part of that.
What are some of the ones that are particularly intriguing to you?
Well, some of the ones that I think about, I feel like it changes every month, the ones that I think about.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one of a botanist in Fort Wayne, Indiana, who was really living on the edge of society, experiencing pretty severe mental illness and experiencing food insecurity. So there's very few things in his refrigerator, some hot dog buns, an old Pepsi container holding water, a jar of old chili. And then at the other spectrum, I think about a midwife here in San Antonio that, you know, has a refrigerator just stuffed full of luscious green vegetables from the local farmer's market.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. I mean, the vegetables and the greens are tumbling out. And the note you have on the botanist, you have small captions, says...
Yes, with each one.
Yeah, he feels far more comfortable among the flora and fauna of his era than people.
He did.
It's kind of very sad.
It is. And with each photograph, there is a little bit of text. There's the person's occupation, where they're from, how many people are in the household, and then some piece of information that I really hope will just be kind of a starting place for the imagination, that it won't be just so literal in thinking about the refrigerator, but that it will really help us each to reflect on our own food.
There's one here that I must say really caught my eye. I think of it as the styrofoam refrigerator. Every space is stuffed with a styrofoam takeout container. Tell me about this person.
There's 18 takeout food containers.
Oh, you counted?
I counted them. Of course I did. And, you know, this guy, he lives basically a reverse life from all of the rest of us. As we're, you know, and our days are winding down, he's waking up and he works in the bar industry. And as all of us are getting up and getting our morning going, he's going to bed. And this refrigerator, Lynn, I got to tell you, I don't tell too many people this, but when I was photographing that refrigerator, it stunk so bad we had to end up closing the door 3 times.
Oh.
But it's interesting. I just went back and re-photographed some of the refrigerators that I did in 2008, now in 2012. And this individual, he was pretty overweight. He's lost over 100 pounds and has completely changed his eating habits.
What does the refrigerator look like now?
Well, all of those takeout food containers have been replaced with fresh foods, vegetables, breads. He completely changed his whole eating habits.
Amazing. So what are you going to do with all of these?
Well, the exhibit, I'm so thankful, has been traveling for the past few years. It's been to about 12 different cities. And in each city, we partner with chefs and farmers and food banks and all different kinds of food organizations to really help people engage in, you know, dialogue about food issues at the local level.
Mark, thank you. Fascinating stuff.
Thank you, Lynn. I appreciate it.
Mark Menjivar is a photographer based in San Antonio, Texas. His refrigerator photos appeared in the journal Gastronomica. Now, to see his photos, go to the website, splendidtable.org.